football.
Barwon Timber third quarter highlights.
Ball's going to spill. Nice hands, close. Zach Guthrie to the run of Duncan. Duncan fires a handball to Ware. I reckon, did he get confused by, surely not the jumpers.
I reckon he might have.
I reckon he did. And it's going to end up with the Pies, and Bobby Hill marks the right half forward. There's no explanation other than what he saw out the corner of his eye, he thought was a Geelong jumper.
Throw up. It spills to McCreary. He'll handball to Pendlebury. Pendlebury will snap it home. That's just too easy. Too easy from the Pendlebury.
This for a 25-point buffer and to make Geelong's life tough. Brodie Meyerchek's kicked two already. This for a third and second of the quarter. And he has missed. Push it across the face and the margin is 20. But you still feel that Geelong need to, one, pull the margin back, but in doing so, have to turn this into an arm wrestle.
Ball at ground level. Pies flood back. They did really well there. It comes out, though, given by Dangerfield to Cameron. Cameron around the corner. Cameron's kicked the goal. So in the end, it was Wayne and numbers. Pies did their best. But Geelong get one against the flow of play, albeit they've had a reasonable couple of minutes after being pantsed early in this third term.
Good tackle, Dangerfield, spillage, Stengel, handball release, Dempsey outside of the right boot, saw Wiltshire all alone, Wiltshire runs to 20, Wiltshire buries it! First goal of the career for the boy from Barwon Heads, and the margin is back to 7. Good pressure up the ground from the forwards, and it opened the door for Ollie Wiltshire to finish off. A moment he won't forget in the 21.
Neil.
Only if
he's
near a
Ruckwerk. Moore had his pocket picked. Round the corner, Manning gets that goal, Kingy. It was the tackle from Dangerfield, which helped set up the previous goal. He did it again. He tackled Moore. The ball spilled indiscriminately. Manor snaps the goal.
K-Rock Football.
Barwon Timber third quarter highlights.